they were there, and also there's an embarrassment. The Sefer speaks out clearly because of the embarrassment. So Reisha's mashma, the Reisha yichayev takola b'loy kiloyin. Mashma, the Reisha yichayev no, even without a kiloyin. Just for the takola alone, that's a svar, you should be chayev. Vehechidomi, what's the Reisha teaching us? Hechidomi, where is there a case that there's only a takola? You did a chet with the behemah, but there's no kiloyin. Oy vekechovim, habu ala behemah. So there'll be a right from our Mishnah then that you would be chayiv, misa, on the animal. We would have to kill the animal. When a girl lives with an animal, there's a takola, there's an aver involved, it's one of the mitzvahs, sheva mitzvahs b'nei meyach. But even though there's no kaloyim, there's no big embarrassment for the girl. So from the ratio of the Mishnah, be a raya to the chayiv misa. Mara says, loy, it's not pshan our Mishnah. Seifa takola v'kaloyim. True. And the seifa, the Mishnah says clearly, because there's an embarrassment, there's a kaloyim. Reisha, what are the Reisha teaching us then? Hokam Ashmalon, the afilo kiloyin, beloy takola, nami mechayiv, the opposite. If you have an embarrassment through the animal, then you'll be chayiv misa, we kill the animal, even though there's no aveira being done with the animal. The hechidomi, how is that? Where is there a case of a person living with an animal that there's no chet, there's no aveira being done? So like this, Yisrael, habu ala behema b'shegig. If a Jew lives with an animal b'shegig, he does not know that it's also, or else he didn't realize it's an animal. Thought it was a lady, please. He didn't realize it was a shaygeg. So in such a case, it was a shaygeg, so then it's not called a takola, that's not called an aveira. Yeah. So a strong aveira, even though it's an aveira, but shaygeg, the chay, the korbin, but it's not called a strong takola. So that's the chiddush ratio. In such a case, where the animal did not cause you to do a terrible chet, it wasn't the chet that made it, it was only b'shegig, still we kill the animal, because kaloyin does still be. That's called b'shegig. Okay, the boy, Rav Hamnuna, as Rav Hamnuna asked the question, the boy, Rav Hamnuna asked the question, Yisrael, how b'ala behema b'shegig, if a Jew lives with an animal, by mistake, he did not realize that it's also, or he did not realize it's an animal, ma'a, what's the locha? Do we kill the animal in such a case? The person for sure is not chayv misi, it's a shegig. The question is the animal chayiv misa or not? Takola v'kiloyim binon, you have to have two things. That the behema caused someone to do a terrible chet, a chet v'mezin. And also there's an embarrassment of the animals alive. For Hochan over here, the case where the man did a b'shegeg, kiloyim nika. An embarrassment there will be. People will still talk about the terrible embarrassment. But takola leko, since the chet was done b'shegeg, not b'mezin, it's not such a strong aveira. Even though it's an aveira, you chayiv korbim, it's not so strong. Or do we maybe know? Kiloyin, it's enough the fact that this animal causes an embarrassment to the person. Avla pi shein takola. That was the shayla. So maybe that's what the ratio of our Mishnah means to teach us. That yes, we have to kill the animal for kiloyin alone. But the opposite way could be you have no proof. In a case where a guy lives with the animal, that even though there's a takola, but there's no kiloyin, maybe there you put it from Misa. Maybe for a chi of Misa the animal, there has to be a kiloyin involved. So you have no proof. Omer Rav Yosef Reis says, Tashma, give me another proof. Says, Alocha, Bas Shalishonim V'yemechet. If you have a girl that's 3 years old and older, Mitzkadesh is B'biyah. The father marries a wife now, and the husband makes a B'biyah with her, that's a Maisa Kedushin. Isha Niknis B'biyah. As long as she's 3 years old, it's called a Maisa B'biyah. V'yembo Aleha Yovim Kono. Let's say in a case where she was married before, and her husband died, so now the brother-in-law, if he comes and makes a bia with her, even though she's only 3 years old, he's kona, he's mekayim mitzvah yibum. Because the bia into a 3 year old girl is called a maisa bia.
She had to be more than 3, because there's no condition on the 3.
Well, there is condition on the 3. Just not bia. The father could have married her off with kesef. The father married her when she was 2 years old, the father marries her off that the husband gave the father money. Kedushin schal midiraisa. And now when she's 3 years old, under that, the husband died. So now if the brother comes and lives with her, he's boil her, yovim kon. The chayovim aleha mishum eishas ish. If a different man comes and lives with her now, the man is chayiv misa, he's living with an eishas ish. O metamez boiler, letame mishkav tachlin kelyon. If she's a nida, so she's metama, the husband that goes into her when you live with a nida, the boiler, the man also becomes tummy. He's letame mishkav tachlin kelyon. He's like the mishkav underneath the nida. He has the same tumor like what's tummy underneath the nida. The tachlin is kelyon. Ramesh is called the bia. Nisus lekayon. Let's say she gets married to a kayon, or a chelos betruma. She could eat truma. She's called the Kenyan Kasboy of a kayon. Bo'ol echem min apsulim. Let's say one of the psulim live with her. They may give her pegamino. It's called the bee. She had a bee with one of the psulim. She becomes psula lakuna. Any one of the craven that's an erva to her brother, Chveis, any one of the craven, if they live with her, if she's 3 years old, they're chayiv misa. It's called a maisa bia. V'ipatura, but she's potter for misa, because she's a ktana. Not, you know, she has to be gadol. When she comes 12 years old, then she'll be chayiv. But if she's a ktana, she's patura. V'ipatura. Echad mikol arayis, yeah. V'yafilu behema. It says, any one of the arayis, and who are they afilu behema also? So what does that mean? If a behema lives with this girl, even though she's only 3 years old, we kill the behema. Just like if a different man lives with her, and one of the arayas live with her, we kill the man. The same way if a behema lives with this girl that's only 3 years old, we kill the behema. That's what it says here in the Brisa. That's enough. The more why? For hocha de kaloyanika. Here there's an embarrassment, true. If the animal will stay alive, people will talk that this girl lived with this behema. There's a kaloyanika embarrassment, true. But the chura takola leko. There's no aveira here. She's a katana. She's only 3 years old. She didn't do an aveira. It's only b'shoigig at most. She doesn't have das. The chura katana has no das. And still you see, we kill the animal. So you see, for kaloyan, even without a takola, we would kill the animal. Now, yeah, so we see we kill her. Therefore, the case before also, if a man lives with an animal, we have a proof from here that we would kill the behemoth. Mara says, no, I tell you, if she would do it to Mezah, this katana, it's called a takola. It's called she did a maisavera. If she does it to Mezah, her das makes it into a maisavera. Why doesn't she get Misa? Because Rachmanu de Chaslo. The Torah has Rachmanus on her. So if so, Allah didor Chas. The Torah had Rachmanus upon her that she's not Chayiv Misa. The Svarah Kuntz were saying that every Kotan, every Ketana, when they do the Maisa Vera, it's called the Maisa Vera. They're in the Pasha, it's called the Maisa Vera. It's a terrible thing. Because the Torah is Chas Rachmanu not to give them a punishment. They're too young, maybe the dance is not completely yet. Not their fault 100%, therefore we can't kill them. But a takola, a terrible thing is called. But a behema lechas, but if a behema lived with this girl 3 years old, the Torah did not have rachmanus upon the behema. So therefore the behema we kill, but not the isha. So therefore there's no proof. It could be by katana, also it's called a takola. It's called the animal, did two things. The animal caused this girl to have a chet, and he also caused the kloin embarrassment. That's why we kill the animal. But when you only have one without the other, it's still a shiloh, would we kill the animal or not? That we don't have any pshita still. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Toshima, come in here. Says Aloha, Ben Tisha Shonim V'yemechot. If you have a boy that's 9 years old, Habo Al Yevintoy. If he lives with his sister-in-law, he had an older brother that was married, and then his brother died. So if he has Bia with his sister-in-law, Kona. This is the only time that a Ben Tisha, a 9 year old boy under Bar Mitzvah, can have a Kenyan. He's Kona. Because by Bias Yibn, you don't have to have Das, it's even by Kocha, therefore he's Kona. And therefore, Vienna Nois and Get Bat Shigal. If he wants to give her a Get now, he can't give her a Get. He's a Kotan, he doesn't have Das to give a Get. He has to wait until he becomes Bar Mitzvah, then he can give her a Get. But Umatama Kenida, if he lives with her, and she's a Nida, he has, it's called a bia. Since he's 9 years old, it's called a bia with a nida. And therefore, the tami mishkav tachton kill him. He has a tlocha like the tachton of a mishkav's nida. But when a nida lies on something, she's metama, that mishkav, who are then the man, this boy that lives with a nida, he also has that tumma. Right. And poisol v'yena machel. If he lives with a lady that makes a posel akuna, his bia is called a bia. If he's also to the lady, he's an heir to the lady, and he lives with her, he makes that isha psulu lakuna. She cannot marry a kohen anymore. But let's say he gets married now, and he's a kohen. His wife does not eat truma. It's not called kinyan kasboy. He does not own her yet. Since he's not bar mitzvah, it's not called kinyan kasboy. Therefore, she cannot eat because of him. Yeah.
So it's not called a Kenyan. He has no das. He can't make Kedushin. Therefore, Beloy Karina by Kenyan Kasper is not called his wife. If this cotton is with an animal, so the animal becomes possible for the Mizbeach. Then it's killed al Yodai. And it's killed al Yodai. What does that mean? That the behema now is possible for the Korbin, because it's called the Nirva, it lived with the Zohar. Kagoyin, what's the case? Al pi edechad, if you only have one edechad, saw that this boy lived with the animal. Or al pi abayim, if the boy himself comes and tells us he lived with this animal. In such a case, shein en iskelis, we would not stone the animal, because you need two edim to stone the animal. And it's not nesah lehedyit, but still there's a gzeras akosiv that we believe them from the mizbeach. Mizbeach is possible, but in iskelis ayodoi. In the case where there are two edim, if you have two edim that saw that this boy lived with the animal, we kill the animal. It's called Sayyad, the animal is killed. Now, if this boy, 9 years old, lives with his sister, lives with his mother, lives with any of the Arayis in the Torah, if they're G'daylim, if they're older, they'll get Misa because of him. That's what it says over here. So the Kitzit says that the animal is killed because of his Zohar. For Yehoch over here, again, there's a big embarrassment. If the animal will be alive, people always say, this boy lived with the animal. That's an embarrassment. But takololeka, lekula, there's no takola, there's no avera. He's a cotton, he's less than 9 years old. He's no takola. Okutani neskala sayodoi. Still it says that we kill the animal because of the zakar. So mashmi, even without a takola, without an avera, we kill the animal for kaloyin alone. So if a god that will live with an animal be shaygeg, we would not kill the animal. Tamar says no. Kivon de mezadu takol ika. I'll tell you now, a boy, it doesn't say that it be shaygeg. A boy could do it to mezit. Aye, the question is potter from Misa, so what? When a boy doesn't have a cotton, it's called a takola. It's called a didn't have a yeah. That's why Zbodan Rocha, when you come by mitzvah, you're supposed to do tshuva on the averis you did when you were cotton. It's called a takola, it's called an avera. Just rachman hu dechas olayu. The Torah had rachmanis upon you. So therefore the story is, olay didei chas rachmana. Upon the boy, the person the Torah had rachmanis, not to kill the boy since he's not by mitzvah, he's not a bar oinshin yet. But our behema lechas rachmana. On this behema, since lemaisa the behema caused the takola, it caused the boy to do an avera. There's no rachmanis. There we kill the behema. So kids, there's a famous gemara here that's called a takola. When a cotton does an avera, it's called a takola. It's called an avera. And this day after a little mufarshim, he asked the question from the Gemara in Ksubis. The other Gemara says, "Pitu bi'aynes ketanhu." The other Gemara says, "Svara, if you have a young girl that's married, she's married, and her father married her, she's 8 years old, and another man now comes and talks her into having znus with her, so we pass from there, she's still mutter to her husband, even though she should be like a soita, she should be yasa to her husband. We say, Svara, pitu biktana onesu." If another man took the ketana into having znus with him, it's called an honest. It's not her fault. She doesn't have das. She's called like an honest. So why? Here the Gemara says when the ketana does the chet, it's called a takola. If she does the b'mezid, it's called she did a mavera. The only reason why she doesn't get killed is because Torah has rachmanis on her. But over there, l'chur, it's called the maisa going away from your husband. It should be isha saita. That's the question I'm going to miss. So I don't think you'd say maybe the difference between a person and a behema. That by a man to another, to a lady, here the girl has a lot of taiva. So it's not her fault. She's a ketana. So even though she's willingly living with the other man, she has such big taiva, such big yetzara. So if that's normal, say she's like four, she's an honest. But live with a behemoth, that's a disgusting thing. That you can't say something's forcing her to do it. So there, if she does it, it's called she's doing it baratzen. That's called she's really doing it. Here where a girl lives with a behemoth, here it's called she's doing it takala. Nobody's forcing you to live with a behemoth. That's a disgusting thing. You don't do it, Stam. Elamai, you want to do the Avera. But over there where you're a girl and another man comes to talk you into, I love you, let's live together, she can't hold herself back, she's a ketana, their fact is called an honest. So it could be a difference whether she lives with a man or she lives with a behema. The Akol Bonim here, the famous Gemara, is called a takolo, because it's very hard rachmanis. Another question is then, we always pass in the cotton, lechem nevelis, ein bezim suvim lafishoy. If you see a cotton eating nevelis, we have no chiyuv to stop him. It's also a question, why? According to this Gemara, when the cotton eats prevails, it's called a takola. It's called he's doing an avera. Because the Torah doesn't give him a chiv misa. How can we pass? Can you not mechiv to stop him? Only the father of mitzvah chinuch, he's supposed to give chinuch to a child. But if somebody else sees another kid doing an avera, you're not mechiv to stop him. So that's a little question. Why? Here the Gemara says it's called a takola. Alright. Right. Toshima. Says now Mishnah, Dovarach, another reason why we kill the animal, Shaloitei behemar veres peshuk. That this animal that lived with the man should not walk through the streets. The Yomru, people will say, Zui shenifka plenya yada. This is the animal that Chayim lived with. So now my love, isn't this me the sefer, the call of the Kloin? For sure, this, the Mishnah has two parts, the Rosh and the sefer. So the sefer is saying, clearly there are two reasons why we kill the animal. Of course, he caught an Avera, the Kola, and there's a Kloin, an embarrassment. Reish, the Rosh of the Mishnah is Kloin, blot Kola. That only there's an embarrassment involved without a Kola, without an Avera. What's the case there's no Avera done? You scroll Habor Abayim and B'Shegig. In a case where good was a God, even of an older person, but he did not realize that there's an Avera. He thought there's nothing wrong with it. Or else he didn't think it was a Abayim. It was a lady. So he's a Shegig. In such a case, there's no Takola, and still we kill the animal. So at least this much of the Shal we have a proof. Remember, says, lay again, there's no proof here either. Safe for the call of the Kaloyan, true. The safe is good. A normal case where a man lives with an animal, so there are two things wrong. There's a takola, the animal was the Siba, a cause from the Chet, and there's an embarrassment. Reisha may be, only have a proof, takola below Kaloyan, where there was an Avera, without an embarrassment though. The Hechidam, what's the case talking about? If a guy lives with a Behema, or could a boy name Rosh Hashanah, we asked the question before from Rosh Hashanah. That if a guy lives with a behema, a chet there is, as we'll soon see, that's one of the seven mitzvahs of the Noach, not to have mishke bezochram, but a kiloyin there's not, like we said, a svar, a guy is not embarrassed. It's a normal thing for a guy to live with his animals. Therefore, there's no kiloyin. So the kids, you can't bring a clear proof from our Mishnah. Each way you want to bring the proof, I can be mafki you and say, the Mishnah means the other way. So I'm not sure, I don't know how we pass him, but that's the shah of these two cases. The shah, again, we have two slakes here, in the case where a guy lives with a behema. Do we kill the guy, since there's no kiloyin, or else if a man lives with a behemoth, a shegeg, since there's no takola, do we kill the animal? I'm not sure. In both cases, we kill the animal. Let's see the Mishnah. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah. Hamegadev, a person that calls, let's go. Hamegadev, somebody curses Hashem, Hamegadev, ain't a chayv, he's only chayv, misses chayv, skilo, achi yafarish Hashem. He has to speak out clearly Hashem's name. Rashi says, she yiskiras Hashem. Avlimu haitzi shem epiv, if the person just heard the way somebody else said Hashem's name and he says cursed be him, he's not chayv misa. Yoni chayv misa, if you yourself say out Hashem's name, you curse Hashem, you say Hashem's name.
Which name?
Om Yerushua ben Korcho, Bachol Yoim Donin.